your newsroom. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The South African Depression and Anxiety Group says its new free platform to support educators is aimed at building better schools.
We understand the unique pressures educators face every day. Beyond teaching, they often carry the emotional load of supporting learners who might be struggling with personal or mental health challenges.
The online support group was launched on Wednesday. SADC says it's for anyone in the education sector experiencing anxiety, burnout or emotional stress. The group's Lynn Labuskagne says the need for psychosocial support in this field is on the rise.
Educators will gain access to practical coping strategies and self-care techniques tailored to the unique pressures of school environments. They'll also get a lot of psychoeducation on stress, burnout, boundaries, managing emotional well-being. Within the support group, there's always referral pathways and guidance for further mental health resources. The group aims to equip educators not only to survive, but to actually thrive in their roles. And they need that space to be able to grow and share and feel validated.
11 people have been given various prison terms for alcohol theft. The group targeted several liquor stores, including in Newcastle, Pinetown and Bel-Air, between August and September last year. It's understood the women in the group would leave a store with alcohol concealed under their clothing. They were arrested last September after the car they used to commit the crimes was traced in the Bel-Air area. The group appeared before the Durban Regional Court this week, where four of them were handed 6 years direct imprisonment. KZN NPA spokesperson Natasha Ramkusankara.
The Durban Regional Court sentenced the 11 accused to various terms of imprisonment after they pleaded guilty to 6 counts of theft. They were also declared unfit to possess a firearm. In addition to the sentence, the asset forfeiture unit in KZN obtained 6 confiscation orders to the value of approximately 72,000 rand and a Section 38 preservation order for the motor vehicle used in the commission of the offence.
And the Pretoria High Court has rejected with costs President Cyril Ramaphosa's bid to indefinitely delay a 167 million rand damages claim filed by 22 families of murdered and missing anti-apartheid activists. Judge Nicolien Jansen van Nieuwenhuizen said it's in the public interest for families to find closure and that government was the sole cause of decades-long delays. The affected families have welcomed the judgment. And abroad, Iran's judiciary says it's executed 6 members of a terrorist group convicted of waging armed attacks in the southwestern province of Khuzestan. Local media is reporting they were involved in the killings of 4 security personnel of the Bazij paramilitary force in 2018 and 2019. It's understood they'd confessed to planning and executing acts of sabotage, such as making and planting bombs. The top story this hour, the South African Depression and Anxiety Group says its new free platform to support educators is aimed at building better schools. The online support group was launched on Wednesday. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanye.